today the gospel says about the forgiveness. Actually, this is the Sunday of the forgiveness. Because, you know, after this, from Monday, the church, from the very ancient years, they started 40 days the preparation for the Easter.
那从礼拜一开始算起，就是在以前教会的时候，他们就是复活节的前四几天。To
celebrate the Passion and the Cross and the Resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那我们来庆祝什么？庆祝复活，基督的复活，还有这个热忱。And
you know, to do a small sacrifice to God.
那我们要做一点小小的牺牲。And
this Moses in the 40 days. He was on the mountain, and as Jesus Christ fasted 40 days, the Christians will fast and they prepare spiritually 40 days. And it is the sacrifice because it is the one tenth of the year. The year has 360 days. It's almost one tenth of the year, the 40 days. But the preparation is not only that I don't eat. This is because the devil calls a never eat. But it is a spiritual preparation by prayer, by study, by understanding more, by our faith.
借着我们灵性上的来这个牺牲奉献，借着这个祷告，借着研读一些神学的东西，然后借着更宽容去了解对方。And
understand also how to drive suffer for us and how to reiterate us.
更能体谅耶稣基督为我们出生奉献，那他后来如何复活？But
you know these things cannot happen if there is no love.
那这些事情你要行使的话，如果你心中没有爱，是做不出来的。There
is no need, there is no meaning to have any spiritual improvements if you don't have love.
如果你在行使这些牺牲奉献、灵修这些生活的话，但是你心中没有爱，不管你怎么做，也是做不好，也不能更提升。Unfortunately,
even if we are Christians, but still, we do mistake.
当然，我们基督徒还是会犯错的。
Now, we do mistakes, and God says to us, and one of the mistakes is, you know, to have problems with the other.
那我们常常犯错，那主要的错误就是与他人就是有过节，不了解的。This is the worst mistake.
And this is why, you know, Jesus Christ says to forgive and to reconcile to our brothers.
那这就是耶稣基督说教导我们要宽恕对方，然后跟对方和解。
Now, you know, you will say, why this happened? Because, as I said, the spiritual life is not just some automatic thing. It needs the Lord's effort to have Jesus Christ inside us. That's a gift.
灵修的生活，灵修的训练，不是自动自发会产生的，而是你自己要牺牲奉献，然后这个耶稣基督才能住在我们心中。Sometimes,
you know, also because God allows us to fall, because we become proud, so He says, okay, I don't protect you. You see how you start quarreling with me.
那有时候耶稣基督会让我们就是失败堕落，那为什么会发生这样的事情呢？那是让我们看到我们自己的骄傲。 那跟如何跟弟兄姐妹其他的人争吵，只是一些小小的事情，无谓的争吵，让我们更看清楚。
And when you know we see this, we say, where is the big idea? I feel that I am a good Christian. I'm saying, absolutely, we are nothing.
那如果你自己可以体谅这一点的话，很容易就是看清；如果不能的话，就看不清。如果你看得清楚的话，你就说啊，我虽然是基督徒，但是我什么也不是，因为我很容易堕落，很容易。
But Jesus Christ does not say that he does not love us. He loves us, but he wants us also to reconcile to
him. 那当然，我们犯错的时候，并不是说耶稣基督就不爱我们。他当然还是依然爱我们，但是他希望我们跟对方和好。
So what is forgiveness?
那什么是宽恕呢
？In English, you know, I don't know very clearly the etymology of this word.
那对于英文上它的主要的这个原意是什么，我并不是这么明了。
But the gospel says the Greek word "sin for all." Sin for all means.I can, for all means I live in one place. I can live with the other.
那这个字是希腊文，请火肉，火肉就是一个好像你跟别人可以在一个群居的地方和谐的相处。
If it is a very small place, for example, and we start quarreling, or by words, or even without language, then the other comes to come to that place.
所以就是在一个小地方的话，你。跟人家相处的话，可能是口语上的争吵，也许不是口语上的争吵，也许根本就没有争吵，就是冷战。当别人来到这个地方的时候，他可以明显感受到你对他的冷战。
So to sing for all, to forgive means, but okay, I don't pay attention to what happened in the past. We can live together. We can work together.
那请摩洛这个希腊文就是他就是至于过去发生什么事情，那你就跟他和好，然后你继续往前看，继续还可以和谐的相处。
Not to pretend, but nothing happened in keeping inside the car.
但是这种不是说假装，是说没有发生什么事情，然后跟他和好。
But really, to in Greek language also we say after.After this, you know, like I keep this, and then I leave it. Yes, I don't have anything in my hand.
那这个是希腊文 ，after， 就是说，好像你举起一个东西，就把它释放掉了。你已经不要再把这个仇恨握在你的心中，就把它释放掉了。
So the problem, the misunderstanding, I don't leave it. So I don't have it anymore. I don't keep.
所以所有存在的问题，你就让它。过去了，不是说假装不知道，就是真的就是释放掉了。
You say, but I am right, and the other is wrong.
但是你可能会跟我讲说，可是这件事情明明就是我对啊，对方是错的。
But you know, who is right and who is wrong when we are inside the grave?
那谁对谁错，只有下官才能论断。
We can you know, we in the small group.And lose the key.
那下关论断关就是棺材的意思，就是你去到棺材的时候才可以论断。因为我看有些外国人不知道什么意思。那如果你好不好的话，就是要以后才能来论断，现在没办法来论断。
You know, suppose that you say you're right, okay, you win, then what?
那如果说你对的话，那你赢得这一次的争执，那又怎么样呢
？You win and you lose.The love of fear.
那你赢得这一次的争执，但是你失去了对方的爱的友谊。
And then, you know, finally, you win what?
那最后你赢得什么呢？你赢到什么呢
？And you know, it is important also to understand that it's not always the things as they seem to be.
那事情永远不是说你看的那样，表面的那样就应该是那样来做。
It sometimes, you know, most of our origins are because of misunderstandings. Sometimes language is an issue. Sometimes job is an issue. Job is an
issue.
It is better, you know, to keep the peace and say, well, for this, I don't feel very well. Why? It's like this. And peacefully, the other can answer and explain.
那也许你如果是工作上的话，你就跟对方讲说这件事情，我觉得你对我表现的，我感受到不是很舒服。那对方可以平静的那时候再来回答你为什么会发生这样的事。I
sense a lot of groups, especially the philosophers, who say also that we must forgive and reconcile because of humanity, because we are human beings.
那我看了很多有关哲学的书，方面这些哲学家讲说，人类的话，在这个群居的社会，我们要彼此和谐来宽恕对方，因为我们是在这个人类的群居中。
And because also the other has also some right.
那对方也有他的权利。
Not it is, I mean, she's not completely wrong.
那对方也不是说每件事情都是完全错误的。
He has also, you know, his own logic.
那他也有他自己的思想逻辑观。
And we are not 100% right.
那我们有时候认为我们是对的事情，但是也不是百分之百都会绝对是对的。
But you know, I will explain to you why, as Christians, not only because we must be noble people and kind people to forgive, but as Christians, it's a very, very important thing.
那我们基督徒并不是说做一个很崇高的人，每次都是宽恕别人，但是我们是就是一般的基督徒。
I will use one technical example. You because you know this thing that stings you, but this comes from his stomach, and it is connected to the human.
那它尾端有一根刺，它刺到你的时候，这个尾端是连接到它的腹部。
And when it bites you, it does. Because also the interesting, this the connection comes out, and it starts.
当他蛰你的时候，那他也会失去他的生命，因为他这根刺留在你身上的时候，那连接他腹部里面的一些内脏也会出来，所以他也会失去生命。So
you know, this is happening to us when we feel pain in the other, or we feel, you know, this kind of misunderstanding in the other. Something dies inside us.
那这也就是常常发生在我们身上，当我们恨某些人、有些仇恨，然后我们生命上的某部分也死去了。因为我们把我们跟对方的连结切断，已经狠狠地把它切断了。The
Christians don't like to be here, sitting here. This is what we see.
那基督徒不是说像你礼拜天来，坐在这边，然后单单的听讲道。
And you know, because they're interconnected and they go to the main power and they take the Christ, so what we are here all connected like this.
那这些电源它有接到一个主电源，然后让它发光发亮。那我们在这边也是一样的情形。那连接我们的是什么呢？是耶稣基督的身体。
And when we don't forgive something, when we keep, you know, we call, it's like stop.
他只是现实。
那如果我们就是跟对方不想连接，就好像这个电源，我们自己把它切断了。
Then it is like then you know to die.
就好像我们已经死掉了。
We don't die, of course, 100%. I mean, it's clear in your faces. But we are like, you know, like a candle. We fly. We almost spread it. So.
当然，我们这个死亡是不会说生命上的就是马上死亡，是灵性上的死亡。但是我们这个电源已经生命的来源已经切断了，就好像已经变成一个小的蜡烛，你自己在那边烧，你很快就灭亡。
As I say, this is why, in the name of Jesus Christ, to mind, always, not say, well, I'm right, but just try to reconcile real with God.
那在基督里面不能一直跟说这件事情我都是对的，那你应该去跟对方和好，才能在基督里的和解。
And this is also a small thing that Jesus Christ asked for us to do.
就是一件小小的事情，耶稣基督邀请我们为他来做
的。The church consider this very important because if you don't forgive people, you cannot receive the Holy Communion.
那这个实在是非常重要的，因为你如果不原谅对方的话，你不能来领这个圣餐。
Because you don't understand that the gospel is forgiveness for everybody.
因为我们知道这个福音是所教导我们就是要宽恕别人，宽恕所有的人。
And also, you know, because as I say, the other maybe did something to us, but also we need forgiveness.
那也许对方做一些对不起我们的事情，但是我们自己要和他，而不需要对方来宽恕我们的。
We need forgiveness from God, because if we don't.If we don't do anything to the other, but also we are sinners to God and to others for other things.
那我们需要神来宽恕我们，就算我们没有对不起其他的人，但是我们依旧是罪人，我们还是需要神来宽恕我们。
And then you know how we dare to say to God, forgive me, and we do so bad things, and we don't forgive a small thing.
那我们怎么可以到神的面前说求主来宽恕我们？而我们对别人做了很大的伤害，而不寻求对方的宽恕。
I remember in Mount Athos when anyhow this is a big story when they throw me out of the small house that I was living in the desert.
那我记得在修道院的时候，那有人把我赶出那边。那时候我住在一个旷野的小屋子里。
And going out very wounded.
那被赶出去的时候，我非常受伤。
I went to a small also house under the rocks because a bishop friend of me there.
那我去一个在一个岩石上，那边有一个小屋子，那边有一个比较，这个比较是
And she told him, be very careful. Do you have any faith? Because she told me, Christians, we have every right, except we don't have the right to faith.
那他说基督徒你有所有的权利做任何事，但是你没有权利去看的。
And God tells me not to care.
那请上帝帮助我不要看。
I say you not to understand that as Christians, really, we give up this Christ.
那我们是基督徒，但是我们常常放弃这样子的权利。
And you know, as I say, actually, it is not something many times did that really separate us from God. It is not so deep what seems to separate us.
所以有时候我们更加争吵的时候，我们更加分离，并不是很大的分裂。
And grace, the love, and makes the love some more.
那就把这个分裂就变成一个很冷淡的，那很冷酷的，让
很冷。And also, from one point of view, you know, as many holy men say that if we are very good, then we will not create progress to the others.
那很多圣徒说，当我们很好的时候，我们就不会在这样的情况中受到麻烦。
Only we get problems with them, and the devil is forcing the people to do the things.
只有在哪都会受到麻烦，就是魔鬼撒旦，他要来制造更多麻烦，就是人与人之中的冲突。
Yes, Jesus Christ, you know.He was doing miracles and helping everybody, and finally he was crucified.
那我们知道，看耶稣基督的一生，他不断的帮助别人，治病行神迹，但是他最后却上了十字架。
And it is easy to say, they crucified him, like excluding ourselves.
那我们就可以说，哦，让耶稣上十字架的是他们那些人，可是他们那些人也包括我们自
己。Because you know what we do. You think that if we live in this right time, we will not crucify the Lord?
那你如果觉得你离开了耶稣基督，你背叛了他，你没有将他钉在十字架上吗？
Only rejoice if I was in this time, then I cannot have, you know, the love to forgive and live well with my father, with my partner, with my friend.You think that I will not say also like the other Jews crucified me?
那如果你是生活在当下的话，像其他的犹太人，你会觉得你不会是其中的一位说喊着说让耶稣来钉在十字架的吗？
And actually, when I do sins, I crucify him in my heart, because my body is also belongs to Jesus Christ.
那当我犯罪的时候，我就直接把耶稣基督。
And you would say, and what happened with big things that seems to be unforgiving? For example, somebody killed my son, killed my husband, or things like that, or raped me. What can I do?
也许你说，有些罪我根本就是没办法宽恕对方，就好像对方杀了我的儿子，杀了我的太太。
In this case, you know, it's really very painful.
那当然，如果是这种情形发生之下，是非常痛苦的。
But we must forgive.
但是我们仍然要宽恕。
Not only because this is our obligation, this.
并不是说这就是基督徒该行的责任。
But also because you know, if it is a wound here.This wound, if we do this every day, it will cut this, it will pain forever.
那就好像你手上有一个伤疤，那你每天一直贴这个伤疤，一直抠这个伤疤，那你这个伤痛会越来越痛。
Forgiveness means also that the wound that somebody caused to us, we never can close.
那这个宽恕就是当别人让你受伤，你手上有一个伤疤，你要让他治愈，要让他愈合。
And I read also the book, The Philosophy of Forgiveness, and they say here many Jewish writers who write after it about the Auschwitz, about the Holocaust, when the Germans, you know, they killed 6 million Jews. And they write that these people who were the killers, they had also some human thing in them.
那他这边是我看得到很多那个书写宽恕的，尤其是犹太人写的。那写这个宽恕，他们写这个这个纳粹，这个德国纳粹党，那杀了很多这个犹太人。那对他们来说，他们还是有这个人权，他们还有人性存在他们的心里。
When we hear, you know, when we try to reconcile, and we the Christians must start first.
那如果我们要来和解的话，跟对方和好的话，一定要基督徒先开始要来和解。
We recognize that the other is also a human being and has the ability to become better.
那我们相信对方他只要是我们的弟兄，也是他有他的人权，那他当然能够越来越好。
And you know, as I say, before we go to confess, we must.So, first of all, reconcile with the other. If we don't reconcile with the other, the forgiveness of God does not work.
那我们知道，当你要告解的时候，你要寻求上帝的原谅。你首先你要跟你不和谐的人，对方，你要先求他的原谅。 那再来告解。如果你不先去跟对方和好，直接来告解的话，那这个告解的意思是没有
用。You see, you know, the gospel says what? Says if you go to the church to give some offering to that, and you remember that your brother has something against you, not you against your brother, your brother, then leave it and go and find it. Reconcile the truth and then go to give it to the church.
这边实际是讲到说，如果你去这个圣殿教堂来献祭的时候，当你在献祭的时候，你想到就是你的弟兄有对不起你的事情，那这边所讲的是说你的弟兄有对不起你的事情，不是你对不起别人，是别人对不起你，然后你要去跟他和好，然后才能再来。
Actually, the Chinese Bibles are wrong, most of them, because they say.In the wrong translation, because they say your brother hates you. The gospel says if he has something against you, not hates
you.
And so this is, you know.As I say, it's important. First, we ask for forgiveness.
So, we first need to ask for forgiveness.
You will say, and what happens if the other will do it again and again? When you die, every time, of course, the same. The same, you know, forgiveness. God is not asking us to be crucified. He does not ask us to torture our body. He's asking us only the obligation to do it every time.
那这个上帝告诉我们说，我们有这个责任，来宽恕别人，并不是说我们有责任来责备别人，或是将别人钉在十字架上。
And also, you know, we also every day we sin, and we ask God to forgive us. So, as we ask God every day, we must every day be, you know, awesome and merciful to our God.
那我们知道，当我们每次犯错的时候，我们会不断的向上帝说原谅我，原谅我。但是我们犯错，我们就会求神原谅。当别人对我们犯错的时候，我们也要不断的原谅对方，要有这样的口乐的心。
And you say if the other does not want, I mean he does not, he has something with me, but does not want to come to me to reconcile, what I will do?
那也许你就会问我说，如果我要跟对方和好，可是对方就不想要跟我和好，那我又该怎么办呢？
The gospel says very clear, right? You say to him, well, brother, you say, because I want to receive the Holy Communion. I think, maybe I'm wrong, I think, but maybe there is something to know. Not so good between us. There is something, then we talk.
那你可以跟对方讲说，我知道我们之间有一些不好的问题存在，那我很想这个领受圣餐，但是我希望来跟你和平的来讨论这件事情，可以吗？
And you will also answer, and then of course you can find a way trying to understand. You are not in a court, so it's not important who is right and who is wrong.
那你会发现，你们当你们讨论的时候，并不是说在法庭上才争谁是对谁是错。
And also you will say something else. Okay, I am asking forgiveness, and the other does not give me forgiveness.
那你跟对方请求宽恕，但是对方不宽恕。
I talk to him, and he does not want to talk to me because he hates me. What can I do?
那我要跟他讲话，他就今天不跟我讲话，因为他恨我。
In this case, you know.First of all, we will trust the Son and the Father. And we will also maybe ask some other friend of the church, at least, you know, to, you know, just to negotiate and go to him, because we must bring this forth.
那或者是说，你找教会其他的成员弟兄姐妹，
And finally, if you refuse again, we will receive the Holy Communion, but we will understand. Till you die, we must pray for you. We must understand, but we have something on our foot. We can say, well, I don't want to drink, I don't care anymore. You can say.
那你要记得你手上就是永远有这个伤疤，你不能说我已经跟他道歉了一次两次三次，道歉很多次，他就是不愿意走。
You know, we cannot forgive ourselves and say to God, well, I'm not Christian, be responsible, okay, I go to the church. We cannot forgive ourselves, me also. And we must be very careful how if we wound some people. There are many stories about forgiveness, but it's not the time to say. In the internet, you can find also websites, the forgiveness org and this, that you can see.
那当然关于宽恕的事情有很多记载，那这个时间上的限制不一定说明。那如果你去网络上搜寻这个宽恕的话，可以搜寻到很多时间。
Once more I say, in the life, it's not important who is right and who is wrong. It is important who loves and who brings the love.
那我再强调一点，事情的对错不是真正的重要，而是谁爱谁不爱，谁破坏这个爱的和谐。
And this is why, you know, in the Orthodox countries, the people today, they go to their friends, to their neighbors, or their telephones, and today also I have received many telephones from Greece, and I will use this guy to call and say, forgive us, forgive me for the starting, you know, of the land, and if somebody did wrong, forgive me.
所以在这个希腊的话，不管是你的邻居亲戚，或是远方的朋友，那透过这个Skype，他们也很多人都会打电话给我，或者是我打电话给他。因为在这个大灾的期间，就是在我们灵修上一个天大的成长，我们要不断的宽恕，在这个期间。And
in the churches, in the afternoon, but of course here it's so difficult to come in the morning. Who dares to say, come in the afternoon? We have the vespers also. We have the people pass in front of each other and they ask forgiveness.
那因为在这边比较困难，在希腊的话，在下午这个都会有这个晚祷，然后我们会在这个时期，在这个晚祷跟彼此就是道歉，请求宽恕。And
we do this, as I say, because only by this we are real Christians.
我们要透过这样子的方式，我们才是真正的基督徒。And also, you know, so today, please, between all of us, we must, you know, ask forgiveness, really, not just because, okay, you know, just finish the job and go. 对，我希望我们自愿在我们这当中，就来这样，跟对方真诚的道歉，而不是。
And of course, also, I'm asking you to forgive my mistakes and everything that I have done to you, my colleague, and everybody else. Of course, we can do that generally. General forgiveness is easy, okay?
那当然，在这个所有的现场中，如果我有得罪你们，请你宽恕我。那当然，这个在场的话，我是大致这样子来讲。那你们不能照我的方式跟大家说，哦，大家一起宽恕我。那你应该可以跟他们来讲。And finally,
I don't know why, but in the monastery we do this after this, you know, the abbot and preach, you know, the forgiveness for everybody. So I will read for you now, but you know, this forgiveness will work only if you ask forgiveness between you. If you don't ask forgiveness, believe me, you know, as the text says, you know, that it's not going to work.
那这个是在修道院的时候会变长，都会来念这个宽恕。当然你也要来接受这样宽恕。如果你不接受的话，那你这个教训也是没有用的。
Not me, the grace of the Holy Spirit, because I am a priest, and let me go to the hell if I do it wrong.
Okay.
But as I say, you will ask after each other, eating or after real forgiveness, okay?
所以在吃饭的时间，你们可以彼此跟对方说，请求对方的宽恕。Lord,
O Lord, our Savior, who through your prophet Nathan granted forgiveness to David when he repented of his transgressions and accepted Manasseh's prayer of repentance, to do the same. Lord, who forgive wrongdoings and overlook transgressions, accept also in your customary love all your servants today who repent of their offenses and they ask forgiveness of each other for everything that they have committed, overlooking everything that they have done. For you have said, Lord, I have never desired the death of the sinner, but rather that they should rise back and live. And you have commanded that sins should be forgiven forever. For your greatness is incomparable, and your mercy limitless. And if you were to keep strict account of our inquiries, who should stand before you? For you are the God of anger, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. May Lord our God, who through Nathan the prophet forgave David when he confessed his sins, and Peter when he wept bitterly for his denial, and the harlot who sent tears upon his feet, and the publican and the prodigal son, may the same God forgive you, truly a sinner, everything, both in the present age and in the age to come, and make you stand uncondemned before his great judgment seat. And so the sins that you have confessed with no further anxiety, may the grace of the Holy Spirit, through me a sinner, have you loosed and forgiven. Amen.